bring the Board of Supervisors back to session. Was notified that Caltrans is unable due to a scheduling conflict to present today.
Correct.
Right.
So item 6B
will be
bring back at a different meeting or later in the day?
Later meeting.
So you'll let me know when?
Correct. What,
later meeting?
Okay. Right. Discover Siskiyou. Update on the T-bid.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the board. My name is Tanya Dowse, and I'm the director of Siskiyou Economic Development Council. Discover Siskiyou is one of our programs. I'm joined here by my teammates, Heather Dodds and Corey Hayden, who will share with you an update on the work that we do for you. Before we start, though, I just want to take a minute and say on behalf of our team at Siskiyou Economic Development Council, just a really heartfelt thank you to everyone who has dedicated their life of service to keeping us safe. And I know this is such a heavy day for all of us, certainly not a day that you really probably want to hear from us, but we're happy to share with you, and I hope that what we do offer you is just a really glimpse, a good glimpse into the serious pride and commitment that we feel for this county that we call home. So with that said, I do want to turn it over to my teammates to share with you an update on our work, and I thank you very much for this time today on your agenda.
Good morning. I'm Heather Dodds. I'm Program Director for Discover Siskiyou. My colleague Corey is handing out a little update on our activities. I know it's been a while since you've heard from us, so we have a lot to catch you up on. I'll just run through this briefly with you. I want to leave you all with lots of time to ask questions that you might have.
Is there a copy for the clerk?
There is, yes. So I thought I would start off talking a little bit about occupancy. You know, we were a little concerned with what would happen when COVID hit. As you probably know, a lot of rural destinations actually saw an uptick in tourism over 2020 and 2021. You can see that depicted in that STAR report there on the second page. We make it a habit to check in with our lodging properties fairly regularly, and we've heard from quite a few of them that 2021 was their best year to date as far as occupancy goes, which is great to hear. You'll see that we are coming down slightly now from that COVID peak. It would be great if we could stay there forever, but we did anticipate a little bit of a decline. We've talked about fuel prices today. You know, that's also contributing maybe to a little bit slower summer. But we, as you can see on that first page with our budget, we did, our income was well beyond what we had projected. So we have a little bit of extra money to play with on some kind of large scale advertising that we haven't been able to do in the past. We just launched our new campaign we're calling Epic in Every Direction in June. We launched that with a series of digital billboards in the Sacramento area. We are also going to put up that artwork in the Medford. It's already live in the Medford Airport. It's going live in the Reading Airport and the Granzella's Rest area this month. What's really cool about these ads is they have QR codes that can be scanned by viewers, and then we can kind of see who's coming to our site, where they live, and what they're checking out on the website when they're there. So we have a way to gauge some metrics on those print placements, which we haven't had in the past. We are also using some of that unexpected income to kind of bolster an events strategy. So we are continuing to offer support to community events. We've allocated $60,000 per year to support chambers and nonprofits and community groups that are hosting events. And then we've reserved a little for in-house event generation. So we're calling it Discover Siskiyou Signature Events, and we're looking at events that'll bring people in for multi-day stays that'll benefit all areas of the county. This is something new. We haven't done it before, and we're really excited about it. And then on that final page, you'll see we launched, we're calling it our Wander Pledge. It's kind of a trend that's happening right now with destinations, asking visitors to sign a pledge that kind of outlines how they'll act when they're here. I mentioned that we saw a lot of visitors during the pandemic, and a lot of those were new to outdoor recreation, and we have seen some impact on our public lands and our trails and some of our more popular features like McLeod Falls. And so it was really important to us, you know, we're encouraging folks to come here and recreate. We want to make sure that they know what's expected of them while they're here and that they're keeping our natural resources beautiful. So that's kind of what I had in there. I would love to hear if you have questions for me or want to know anything more specific than what's included in that report.
Real quick, you mentioned supporting the chambers. How does that work?
Yeah, so events, they can apply. We're calling them event marketing awards. The money for our district has to be used for marketing and advertising, so we're able to help them like book bands, pay for advertising if they want like social media influencers. And then we also have been helping chambers bolster their websites. It's really important to us. You know, obviously we're marketing Siskiyou as a whole. We want all of the jurisdictions to be able to market their individual communities well in addition to that. So we're working with the Weed Chamber right now to redo their website. We put some feelers out in Doris last week. And yeah, so the chambers know they can come to us and we have a little bit of discretionary funding we could use to help them out.
I would ask that you reach out to Denver. They have a new executive director down there for the chamber. I don't know if you've touched bases with her.
Is it Cindy?
No, it would be...
Okay, yes. I'll make sure.
Questions, colleagues?
Just a quick question on... I know occupancy is always open in the summer because of fire.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for all the help, but I just... curious, I know a lot of agencies are exempt from paying taxes, they're exempt from paying into TBIB and other taxes when they do the occupancy in our county.
Actually, that's a really good question, yeah. Supervisor Hopp. Our assessment, we don't collect it, the county collects it on our behalf.
Yeah.
And it's collected right alongside TOT, and so I'm not very well versed in any exceptions that specific agencies might have from DOT, but it seems like a good question and for something for us to research and just be more informed about.
Appreciate that.
We can get back to you. Yeah.
I'd really like to know.
Okay.
Cheryl Petty is the executive director.
Oh, yes, we have been in touch. Okay. Yeah, great. We were able to give them funding for the steampunk event that is coming up. Yeah.
Thank you.
You done for Max a little bit of advertising for the balloon fair and some other things that are coming up?
Yes, we were able to give them one of those event marketing awards, and we've also been working with them on securing a block of rooms here in Wairika for that event. So I think we blocked off like 25 or 30 rooms for that event, and I'm pretty sure they're all filled, so that was really great to hear, and we've been helping them with their website too. So yeah, been working with them pretty closely.
And you said you had feelers out in Doris?
Yeah, we met with the city manager last week and just talked to her about ways we might be able to help and getting some new photography and videos from some of the lodging. We noticed there had been some improvements made to some of the properties, so we want to make sure we get updated photography and just help however we can. Yeah.
And also for To the Lake, city manager out there,
yeah.
We don't have a chamber, but we have other stuff.
Yeah.
Just as a final comment, I would just like to interject on behalf of anybody who's listening in on this presentation that the Discover Siskiyou is funded through a Tourism Business Improvement Assessment District, and the district collects 2% of revenue based on room stays across Siskiyou County, and it's mandated that those dollars are spent for the benefit of those businesses that pay into the district. And so when we use the term discretionary, it means that we have discretion that a board of lodging properties oversees on how those dollars are spent for that primary benefit of marketing to support their businesses and to grow tourism across Siskiyou County.
Okay. Well, if there's no more questions for me, I can hand it over to Corey.
The Siskiyou EDC presentation is the next presentation on your agenda.
Yeah,
I don't know if anyone needs to say that.
I was wondering if you were going to wait for TBIB for this. We will go to item 60, Siskiyou Economic Development Council presentation.
Uh, I want to echo what Tanya mentioned before the Discover Siskiyou presentation. Thank you for keeping us on your agenda today for our quarterly, or in this case, annual presentation. Due to COVID, it has been some time since you have seen us present in person. We've had lots of opportunities to meet in other forums, but we're really glad to be here today. So my name is Corey Hayden. I'm a program manager for the Siskiyou EDC, and this is the entity that is an extension of your capacity for economic development. And so we are your team that helps you keep business interests, business infrastructure, development, business attraction at the front of your mind in your work. And we have a long-standing relationship with county administration and supervisors that we're very, very grateful for. Our primary principal programs that you hear about the most are our Siskiyou Small Business Development Center. You will hear about Siskiyou Farm Co. today in the agriculture realm of work. You just heard about Discover Siskiyou. It's also one of our capital or our principal programs. You'll also hear me mention our work in brownfields, which we have done for several years throughout the county. The Small Business Development Center, I'm just going to start right there. This is our work with more than 180 businesses across the county, including the farthest outlying areas. Our work provides no-cost trainings, one-on-one consulting, and we work with a team of experts to bring human resources expertise to businesses, capital connection, capital infusion, marketing. We have several expertise that we provide. We're an advocate for resources and funding to be made available to businesses. And we want to thank you for your partnership in this work. Early in the pandemic, the county allocated resources to directly go to businesses, and we appreciate our role in serving as a convener of those funds. We also have a very, very robust CDBG micro assistance program that we have built over the past 3 years, which has allocated nearly $1 million to Siskiyou County businesses, particularly those low-income to moderate-income businesses throughout unincorporated areas in the city of Dunsmuir and the city of Weed specifically. So we're very, very proud of our work. Anna has prepared our technology today, so I provided her with 4 short video clips, and we're only going to share 2 with you today. And the clip that we're going to share right now, I'm giving her a little time to look at the list that we provided her, is a short video. It's 1 minute and 30 seconds. It focuses on our Small Business Development Center work and really gives you an inside perspective into the stories of some of our clients and what that looks like. So now I'm going to look over Anna's shoulder and help her choose the right one. I did not give Anna the amazing link that I want to show you for the Small Business Development Center, but you'll see a video a little bit later that's very inspiring. So I only have 7 minutes, so I better get to trucking. I mentioned a new program called the Siskiyou Farm Co. Has anyone heard of that platform yet? Nancy's nodding, that's great. So the Siskiyou Farm Co. platform it's a really great venture that supports our agriculture producers across the county. So if you think of all the incredible branded food products that are coming from your districts, think about branded beef, sauerkraut, chocolate, wine, produce, greens. We've provided a website to coalesce this products and create a brand around it, Siskiyou Farm Co., and we're really, really proud of this work. So I'm going to show you a brief video of what Siskiyou Farm Co. is like.
every 70%.
I mean, so this is Hunter Orchards. Our main crop is peaches. We also grow nectarines, pears, apples, and then we do a seasonal pumpkin patch and winter squash. We're in a very unique kind of microclimate. We're in a banana belt, number one. And number two is that we get really, really hot days, and then it cools down a lot in the evenings and summer. So our fruit develops more of a complex sugar. So you really can taste the difference in varieties. It's, yeah, pretty good. Our peaches, they might be in a cooler for an hour or two. The stuff we pick in the morning is going to market in the afternoon. It's that fresh. I'm looking forward to working with Siskiyou Farm Co. because it's more important than ever now to shop as local as you can.
Thank you, Anna. There's three location pickups for this experience. You order conveniently online by Sunday at 1, and you pick up on Wednesdays in one of three locations. That's Mount Shasta, Wairika, and Greenview. So we're really excited about this project. It's in the beta phase. So we have 50 beta testers from across the county. We're shopping right now and giving feedback on the experience. And if anyone would like to be a beta tester, we invite them to reach out to the Siskiyou EDC. We would love to include more testers on the site before our broad release. So thanks for letting me share about Siskiyou Farm Co. Just the last few points before I close and invite questions. We were a fortunate recipient of the USDA Rural Innovation Stronger Economy RISE grant, RISE for short. This is allowing us to do rehabilitation on a building within Siskiyou County that will provide innovation programs for businesses. And currently, we are working on architectural and engineering plans to rehabilitate Wairika's Carnegie Library. So if you are ever interested in seeing some of those plans or that work, we would be glad to share that with you. It's a area of work we're really proud of right now, and we're watching it evolve over several years of effort. Thank you to supervisors who recently attended the Recreation Economy for Rural Communities Conference. This was sponsored by several federal partners, the USDA, the EPA, the EDA. Federal leaders from all of these programs were here in Wairika for a two-day workshop focusing on our outdoor recreation economy. And we had several supervisors attend this dynamic workshop with exceptional outcomes. This work will return an outdoor recreation economic action plan that we can use to plan and prioritize future projects. And I did mention our other program being so important to our work, the Brownfields program. So I'll just mention that recent work has been done for the Butte Valley Museum, Quartz Valley School, Reading Pool, Shop Smart, Carnegie Library, and The Landing. So thank you to you who we work with to inform you on those specific projects in your districts for those. Lastly, the EDC oversees 24 grant programs, which brings federal, philanthropic, and state focus and funding to our region, and we're really proud to be a convener of this work with your economic development interests in mind. And for every $1 that local jurisdictions invest in our work, we see a $15 return on every single dollar that's invested in our work back to our communities. So thank you for your support and in allowing this update today, and we certainly invite any questions.
Well, thank you. Any questions, colleagues? You nailed it.
Thank you.
Great work, you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With that, we'll move on to the Modoc National Forest. Field reductions projects in Revelation Lake.
Good morning. So Chris Christopherson here, Forest Supervisor on the Modoc National Forest. And I come to you this morning with, I guess, three primary goals. And one is to share with you information about a fuels reduction project at Medicine Lake Highlands, which is in Siskiyou County. And we're seeking a letter of support for that. My second purpose is to introduce a partner with Golden State Natural Resources and give Lawrence Crabtree a moment to introduce himself and his organization And the last is to share with you our intent on the Modoc National Forest to develop a 10-year program of work in concert with local counties, boards of supervisors, and the partners that we work with on the Modoc National Forest. And so with that, question, how many minutes do we have here this morning?
We're doing fine.
Perfect. And so Modoc National
Forest, a long ways.
Okay, Modoc National Forest, and so we are a large forest. We're about 1.7 million acres in northeastern California. A lot of land to manage, and we do it very successfully with a small staff and a lot of proactive partners. Since 2016, Modoc National Forest in the Pitt River RCD and CAL FIRE brought in about $14 million of competitive funding onto the forest and adjoining private timber ground to get fuels reduction work done that simply we wouldn't have been able to accomplish. We've also successfully competed for about $15 million other dollars through Sierra Nevada Conservancy and other groups to get additional recreation work done and fuels work done as well. So we've got a long history of working with partners to get work done, and that brings me to our project in Medicine Lake Highlands, the Caldera project. So we've been working on this for a number of years. When we got into this project, the timber market for lodgepole was bad. Since then, it has gotten even worse. And so what we have right now is we've got a decision that allows us to do fuels reduction work on about 4,000 acres up around Medicine Lake, including around some of the private residents, so in the wildland-urban interface, and we can't afford to get the work. And so we started shopping for a partner that was interested in getting this work done, and we found Sierra Nevada Conservancy has fuels reduction funding, and so we've applied and put together a concept proposal for that. We're asking for about $3 million from SNC. We haven't received the go-ahead for the full-blown proposal, but I suspect we will get that. And that's what brings me here today, is to share with you any information about that project that you would need to know about in order to support or consider a letter of support for the Modoc National Forest and the Pitt Resource Conservation District, who we're working with to go after that $3 million. In terms of acres treated, it's a 4,000-acre decision. It'll be about 19.6 million board feet of low-value material coming out, and that's what we're seeking that funding for, is to get that material treated and on trucks and down the road, likely to cogen facilities, is where that is headed. And so I'll pause there for any questions you might have on that project and the request.
Any questions?
Just so happens I'll be down this week with the Sierra Nevada Conservancy, who's going to be down in Shasta County doing a tour and stuff, so I'll be sure to ask about how that's moving along.
Wonderful.
No, it sounds, I know we had the, I believe it was the antelope fire. The Forest Service was around Medicine Lake putting what you call the insulation around there.
The wrapping.
The wrappings protect
right.
Those homes.
Yeah, the antelope fire last year, I believe. So Milton was involved in the antelope fire and suppression activities, and we dodged the bullet on that one. Since the antelope fire, we've successfully gone in and we've removed hazard trees along the roads, the roads around that recreation facility, and they've been sold, and they're down the road at this point. We've also taken that opportunity to treat around the rec facilities, the warming hut that was destroyed, and so we cleared the hazard trees around that as well. So we are proactively working to get areas treated and utilizing the environmental tools that we've got to do so in an expedited fashion.
So if yes. I could, I'm a little vague on this, but I think there's a cultural site in the Medicine Lake area. I imagine you're looking at tribal interests when it comes to fuel reduction?
Yeah, so that area is a traditional cultural property and it's a very special designation. There are only a handful of those properties designated on the Forest Service in the United States, and we have one of those. And so we've worked with the Pitt River Tribe since 2015-16 when we've been putting that project together, designing that project. And when we have quarterly consultation meetings with the Pitt River Tribe, we also update them on the progress of this project. They are also a partner in this application through the Pitt RCD.
That sounds good. I'd rather, when the next fire happens, have this already treated. So absolutely supportive.
Definitely. Okay, barring any other questions on that project, I just want to share a little bit about what we're planning to do in terms of developing our 10-year program of work. And so we've got smoke in the air right now, and so it's a great reminder that we need to continue to get fuels treated, get the forest thinned in our backyard, because if we fail on that, they're going to burn up. They're going to continue to burn up. So we need to be strategic. We need to continue to do more on the landscape. And many forests have a 3-year program of work, a 5-year program of work. What we are looking to build on the MODOC is a 10-year program of work, looking at our baseline of what we've been able to do in the last decade, what that has cost us, and then what it will cost to actually get more done on the landscape. And if that's a doubling or a tripling, that's what we're going to build out. And so we're looking to do that with partners who have experience working on the landscape, who have experience going after and getting large chunks of money and infusing those into the landscape. And so this fall, I'll be sending out a letter to the counties and to other partners inviting you all to a meeting to actually game this out and look at landscapes and where we should be going. The last thing that I want to attend is another meeting where we do a lot of talking and people walk away feeling good and then nothing happens at the end. And so I want to develop something that actually lays a foundation for getting more done on the landscape before we have the next big catastrophic fire. And so that's your heads up. An invite will be coming for that. One of our key partners that we have is Golden State Natural Resources. They're relatively new to this arena of land management and fuels treatment. The MODOC was the first forest in California to raise our hand and say, we want to utilize an agreement that's in place with Region 5 Forest Service and actually work with Golden State to analyze 40,000 acres of our plantations that are at high risk of burning up. And so we infused $250,000 into Golden State Natural Resources, and they're taking the lead on an analysis on the MODOC that will give us the ability to raise our hand and go after more funding to get that treated. And so with me, I've got Lawrence Crabtree, who is our local field rep. And I will turn this over to Lawrence to talk to you a little bit about Golden State and the great opportunity that we have in working with them. And so I thank you for your time, and have a good afternoon.
So yes, I'm Lawrence Crabtree. I'm really pleased to be here as a representative. I'm a consultant, actually, with Golden State Natural Resources. I spent 50 years with the Forest Service fighting fires and dealing with the aftermath of fires, including in this county. And so Golden State is developing plans for two commercial pellet plants and a port facility. And it just seems like it's a great fit for a lot of the things that I wasn't able to do as a Forest Service employee, because we would be able now to deal with marginal and submarginal material, create jobs, provide energy, and leave behind a forest that is more resilient to fires, a forest that we could eventually put, the Forest Service could eventually return fire to in a safe and economic way. And so this proposal that the Forest and Pitt RCD is sent to the Sierra Nevada Conservancy would be the kind of proposal and the kind of work that would really enhance the likelihood of success for proposals like the one that I'm associated with now, Golden State Natural Resources and commercial pellet plants.
Any questions, colleagues?
So just as follow-up to that, I am the board member on the Golden State Natural Resources for Cook County. There's five of us, I think, that are on there. As we know, or you don't know, Lassen County is the one where we're siting one of these production sites. Long County is the other one. And the Port Stockton is the next meeting coming up where we'll, try to finish that up. This is coming slowly but surely. There's good financial backing behind this, the projects that Golden State is trying to produce. But the idea is to put value in the debris that's, I'll call it debris, that's out there that has made it problematic for the Forest Service to draw off those lands because it's marketable timber that usually drives the projects. And having now value in slash is hopefully going to move that mark to where this will create a new industry per se. Even though I know there's pellet mills out there, Golden State Natural Resources has secured contracting with Korea, South Korea, and Japan to buy this material. So it'll be going overseas at least initially because there's a market for it.
Also emerging in really strong market in Europe.
Yeah,
for the company.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at, and to sort of just add on to that, we looked at the Antelope Fire, and we think it still may have some value if we stay on track with our process to get this plant built. But the whole idea, I think, for all of us in the natural resource world is to get out ahead of the fires and do the kind of work you talk
about. This will do it. Okay, just some discussion in regards to this proposal for the 4,000 acres. When would you need a letter by? Preferably.
So if we get the nod submit the full-blown proposal, I believe it's around January is when we would need to have the letters of support with the package.
All right. I see here on Mr. Kiernan. I see on here it just says board to receive presentation. Is there any potential action items we could? Or we could have the letter come before us before that time, too, written by staff.
Do you think you could ask staff to bring back a letter to you?
All right. That's the best way to go in and ask staff to bring back a letter on the list, the Highland stuff. And in regards to the 10-year plan, I know the Two Lake Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the agency over there, which Sister County is part of their plan for water recharge. Is part of their plan for the Groundwater Management Act is the juniper tree removal aspect.
Right.
So I think there would be interest from the counties and the community on that as well.
Yes, and the Big Valley Ranger District and the Devilhead Ranger District, so it's the west side of the Modoc. So with NRCS and local permittees, we've treated over 30,000 acres of juniper sage habitat out there already, and we've got a whole bunch more to treat. So we've got ideas about how to actually get more acres treated. Ranger Stubbs has been working with the local RCD over out of Big Valley to get them on board with helping actually grow our planning capacity. Kind of modeling after what the Pitt RCD and the Fall River RCDs have done down out of Shasta County and Lassen County. So yes, and we're on board with that.
So it's good. And there's also the North Coast Resource Partnership, which takes in just a sliver of Modoc County. I don't know if it goes, it takes all part of Siskiyou and part of Modoc County, but it's the North Coast Resource Partnership, the Klamath Watershed in many respects, and then down. We'll give the whole geography for it, but it would include potentially part of the Modoc National Forest. We're working on proposals there as well for juniper tree removal, so maybe a partner along those things.
Sounds good. Thanks for bringing that up.
Thank you. Was that any other questions, colleagues?
No, just covered it.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Let me step on your toes.
Ask the question.
All right. With that, thank you. And okay. We'll move forward with the letter and stuff.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks for driving over.
Yeah. Okay. Bye now.
The departmental request. Personnel.
I'm sorry, did you give direction to staff to write a letter? I didn't hear that.
We didn't make a motion on it, but there was a 5-0 against. If you'd like a motion.
No, no, I'm just making sure that that happens.
It's a great. Yeah, you don't need a formal motion on it.
Okay.
I just saw a bunch of voting against, so
just making sure it happens.
Yeah.
I wrote it on the follow-up.
Yeah, okay, so. Sounds good. I made eye contact with Elizabeth there that too, so. Ms. Cummins? Item 7A, Memorandum of Understanding with OESC.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board, Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. I'm happy to be before you this morning. I actually have a couple guests I want to call up here because they want to make a public comment. Christine Gannon, President of the Organized Employees of Siskiyou County, and Mr. Rokes will be walking back in the door momentarily. He is group business representative. I'm not sure what his official title is, but anyway, so this morning we are pleased to be before you to present two different MOUs. I'll start with the professional unit, which is item 7A. This is a successor MOU for this unit. Their salary increases include a 3% plus a little bit of adjustment to correct the salary schedule, which is what we've been doing with all of our units, effective October 2nd, 2022. And another increase of 4% effective October 1, 2023. We are also adding a step 7 in December of 2023. Other improvements would include administrative leave increased to 56 hours with a 40-hour cash-out option. We are stepping down in health and dental benefits, similar to all of the other units. And then increasing life insurance to $50,000 per employee and adding a deferred comp benefit, which is brand new for this unit in October of this year. This term is from October 2nd of 22 through February of 24. We are aligning this group with our other management groups. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. And as I said, Christine did want to make a public comment on this item.
Billy, we do have something.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Christine Gannon. I am the president of OESC, and I've prepared something I want to say to keep myself direct and brief. As you're aware, the last few years have been challenging for Siskiyou County, including the experience of a worldwide pandemic, major fires, and significant staff shortages. I'm not here today to rehash those challenges that you were already aware of, but to simply share what this negotiation period has done for the employees of the miscellaneous management and professional bargaining units. Referring back to the highlights I mentioned, since our last negotiation period in 2020, as you know, the pandemic was significant for Siskiyou County, including that unlike many other counties and county agencies in California, we have continued to keep the doors open and staff continue to be present within their departments for serving the community. In addition, the staff have remained employed throughout the past 2 years, have absorbed the needs of the departments to ensure the services needed are available because they care about their jobs, their colleagues, and their community. This brings me back to why I'm here today on behalf of the members of OESC, including all of the employees covered under all three MOUs. I would like to express appreciation for the willingness of the county to be present at the table of negotiations over the past several months, listening to the challenges of all of the departments, recognizing the needs of the employees. We appreciate what the county has brought to the table and in turn will demonstrate the value of the employees you represent. I look forward to meeting you there again next year.
Mr. Rokes.
Thank you. Matt Rokes, labor rep for OESC, employed by Goyer & Associates. I'm also a 24-year county employee, retired. I'd just like to thank you for approving the FP for the salary survey and how important that is. I understand the concerns about spending that kind of money. That's a big chunk of money. But I want you to know that it's very important for the negotiation process that we have that kind of data and information. It's clear that
you know, we're probably underpaid, you know that, we know that, but that goes nowhere in the process of negotiations. You have to have facts and information to successfully negotiate a contract. The first contract I ever negotiated was in 1989 with Siskiyou County, so I've seen a lot of this over the years, and I've seen a distinct change in the county's position. In the past, the county was more benefit heavy and less heavy on salaries, and there's a change in that now. I also want to thank you for the staff work that was put into this, Melissa and her team, and the CAO's office as a whole. The process went really smooth. We started out a little bit rough because we came off of a strike contract, so tensions were still high. So we're hoping that's all behind us now, and we're moving forward in a whole new direction. And I just want to say thank you for directing staff to do that. It's very much appreciated, and we look forward to the salary survey. Again, it's just a survey. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to get more pay, and as far as the employees are concerned, they're not really asking for more pay, they're asking for fair pay, and there's a difference. So I appreciate your efforts and your concerns and your directions given to your staff. It's paid off.
Thank you, Mr. Rips.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from colleagues on the contract?
With great appreciation to the unit, I'll move to the recommended motion on 1 and 2.
Second.
That was both resolutions, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Supervisor Hell?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 7B, personnel MOU with the OESC.
Again, Mr. Chair, members of the board, Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. Very similar as far as health insurance on this one. The other changes are salary increases of 6% plus the adjustment, as we discussed, effective October 2nd, another increase of 3% October 1st of 2023, and another increase of 1% in September 2024. This is about a 3.5-year contract. We also added the holiday in lieu for specific classifications, and those are the classifications within this unit that work without regard for the holidays. Those are outlined in your agenda packet. The same step down for health and dental, increase in life insurance to $50,000 per employee, and the addition of a deferred comp benefit paid by the county with a $25 per pay period, and that does require a match by the employee, and that's going to be in the last year of this current contract. Term is September 2022 through September 2025.
Questions from colleagues?
Move to approve. With appreciation, a second.
And is that for both resolutions as well?
Yes.
Thank you. Supervisor Palt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 7C. 1 and 2, Deputy Sheriff's Association.
Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator, one more time. This one is the MOU between the county and the Deputy Sheriff's Association. The term on this one is October 2022 through September 2024. Their salary increases are going to be 8% effective October 2nd, 2022, and an additional 2% in October 2023. We did leave the special assignment pay at 5%, which was one of the items that was an issue for them. We increased post pay from 4% for intermediate and 4% for advanced to 5 and 5. So that's another additional bump in salary for this group. The holiday in lieu applies to the entire unit in this case. The same dental insurance step down, I do want to note on this one, they are the group that has the laborer's health. So we will continue with laborers through the end of next calendar year, and in January 2024, they will move to CalPERS. So that's a little bit different than the other units we've presented today. Other than that, the only other big item was the increase on the health insurance, which is consistent with all of our other units. And happy to answer any questions.
Questions or motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
And again, that's for both resolutions?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
With great appreciation, aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Thank you. I'm glad we got them.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be aye.
With that, vote, I would like to formally say we are officially done with negotiations with all of our units for 2022. We're very happy.